Hello and welcome to Ask Karen, the podcast which has all the answers. You can get in touch with advice on absolutely anything. Maybe you've hit a crossroads in your life, maybe you've got a simple dilemma, or maybe you just want to know if Karen has ever been to Japan. You can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com. You can also contact us via our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter at Ask Karen Podcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. Hi, Karen.
Hi. You all right?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been all right. Busy.
Oh, I spilled my tea on my cream sofa cover. This is the worst start.
Oh, God. Well, that's a sign of how my week's gone.
Do you want to get something to wipe it up?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's going to stain.
Oh, do you think?
Is it Yorkshire tea?
It is.
Because that will really stain.
Oh, edit this bit out. This is the best bit. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
As you were.
So we've cleared up the mess.
Yeah,
what have you sprayed
on
it?
It's a fabric cleaning foam. Nice. So we'll just leave it there
for a minute.
We'll
leave that soaking. And we'll report how that comes out later.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll be alright.
Okay. Well, I've had a really busy week.
Okay.
I've been putting stuff online. We're now on loads of platforms. We're now on Podbean. We're a Podbean, Stitcher, We're Pocket Cast, iTunes, and TuneIn now.
Oh, you have been busy.
We've got loads of listeners, like you won't believe.
I bet.
Yep.
I don't believe.
Well, I'll tell you what, I do, you know this, but I do hospital radio on Mondays.
I do know that. I didn't know it was Monday. I knew it was a day.
Every Monday, I'm on the radio, and we've definitely got more listeners than I have there.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say so. Because we don't have many listeners.
Yeah, but aren't hospital radio listeners like captive? They have to listen to it. They can't get out.
They can take their headphones off.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of them don't want to listen because they're old. They don't like headphones. Old people don't like headphones.
What, are they in-ear ones?
No, they're cheap old ones. Like, you know, like we used to buy a Walkman in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, with the foam.
They're exactly those ones. Oh. And they're quite, when you put them on your head, they don't really like them, old people.
Oh, that's a shame.
So we've got a few listeners. Let's see if they come back.
Fingers crossed.
We've had a message from Sarah in Ipswich.
Okay.
Yeah, she
Where's
said.
Ipswich?
Where's Ipswich?
Near Cambridge?
Sort of east of Cambridge.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that kind of way though.
Okay, just as long as I know.
Yeah, as long as you know. She said, is it just me or did your dilemmas last week have a striking resemblance to two EastEnders characters? Now, I didn't tell you this, because I meant to tell you this, but I forgot. The dilemmas last week, because we haven't had anyone write in, because it was the first episode.
Yeah.
I watched EastEnders, you see, and so I basically took two characters from EastEnders.
Did you watch EastEnders? No, I haven't watched it since, like,
so you know
the one,
80s. The one that's going to Australia to see his kids?
Yeah.
That was Masood in EastEnders.
Now, I do remember. I think I know who that is.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it for years. Has he been in it for quite a long time?
He's been in it for ages, like 10 years or something.
Did he have an affair with someone?
Yeah.
Ages ago. This is ages ago.
Jane.
Oh.
Anyway, so that, yeah.
Has he taken on my advice?
No, he's gone to Australia. He's left and gone to Australia.
Oh, God.
So it's good that we've got like a comeback on what happened.
Yeah.
We should do this all the time.
Girlfriend?
No, she didn't want to go. It's
good.
Kathy was a girlfriend.
Kathy Beale, Ian's
mum. Kathy Beale, yeah.
No way.
This is great for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Seen it for years. Oh, good on Kathy. I might make
this a constant feature.
Do a dilemma from EastEnders. Yeah, you should. Keep me
and Tiffany.
No, she's not still in it.
She was the one that has been drug dealing. Her friend,
Martine McCutcheon.
No, not her. No,
she was called.
It's
Tiffany,
a different
wasn't
one.
She?
Yeah, it's different Tiffany. I'm not sure.
How many Tiffanys are there? She was.
They normally have one name per soap, don't they?
They don't really double up.
But anyway, so there's this character that called, I forget what her name is now, but she her friend was drug dealing and she was also a lesbian. So
did she snog her?
No, but her character is drug dealing is now left.
So that's off the scene now, out of the picture.
So that's where they're at. At least you know where they're up to. We've had a message from Wayne.
He said...
Do you know? You know Wayne.
He said, "Why
are you so mad, and why can't you say Twitter properly?"
Oh, I can say Twitter properly.
What does he mean? I don't know what he means.
I was saying Twitter.
Oh, cause
Twitter.
Because you're common.
Yeah, because I'm well common. Is that better, Wayne? Twitter.
You do say Twitter.
I say Twitter. Actually, when I listened to it, I was like, "What do you mean I can't say Twitter?"
Oh, was he talking to you or both of us? Maybe?
No. Oh, I think me.
You said, no, you said Twitter.
Do I? Yeah. I don't say Twitter.
Say it.
I can't say it now because it's too many times.
Like Twitter.
Twitter. That's, I don't know. From Bristol.
We've been on the Twitter. The so Twitter. I'm going to say it better now for you, Wayne. Twitter.
There you go. What I'll do is, every time you say it now, I'll use that one and edit it in.
Twitter.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Fine. So I had an idea on the way here I want to share with you.
Okay.
I've got a theory that anyone that's over the age of 35...
As in, I don't know anyone over the age of 35.
As everyone we know.
Yeah. Just over the age of 35.
They had, in the 90s, they had four albums. Everyone had these four albums. This is my theory.
Oh, okay.
So see what you think about this. So I think everyone had these albums in the 90s. Life by Simply Red.
My dad had it.
Right. Natalie Imbruglia and I don't know what it was called.
The one that Torn was off. Yeah. I had the single of it.
Oh, actually,
I think I did have the album on CD.
Of course you did. Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
No, that's not my cup of tea. Oh,
really?
No.
Oh, everyone had that.
No.
And Beautiful South, carrying up the charts.
Oh, no. I actually can't bear the Beautiful South.
Why?
Oh, my God. Even the thought of them. Something about... Oh, I feel mean saying this.
No, it's fine.
I mean, they're really good and everything. And I know they are. I just...
What's
they're
your
just
problem
not,
with them?
They're the perfect time. I just, no. Quite it's not for me, the Beautiful
really?
South. Yeah.
I quite like Beautiful South.
But what's the other one? The House Martins.
That's what he was in before, wasn't it?
They were all right. I still not my cup of thing. Cup of thing.
Cup of thing. Not your cup of thing, is it?
It's not my cup of thing.
No, it wouldn't be.
No, but I haven't
said
that.
But did you know their Greatest Hits album is one of the biggest selling Greatest Hits albums of all time?
Like, yeah, like, and do you
just
know
behind,
what?
Just behind ABBA Gold, I think.
I'd rather have ABBA Gold.
Well, so would everyone else. That's why it's number one.
Well, yeah. But so do you know proven. What? I might be changing my tune about that a little bit because...
What, Beautiful South?
Yeah.
What, like, in, during, right now. During this conversation?
No, because I saw that woman, Jackie, what's her name? Abbott.
Jackie
thanks,
Abbott.
Stevie. We've got a co-host quietly Stevie's in the corner.
Stevie's in the background. Our producer, Stevie.
Yeah. Jackie Abbott on something. And she played a video of them like rehearsing in a hotel room and it was actually really good, so I'm not denying that they're great musicians, just the like that kind of tweeness
it's
of
just the
tunes.
Type the style of songs
it's
not,
just not
like
my
your
thing.
Cup of thing
yeah. My cup of thing is
that's
going to
catch on
yeah I reckon it everyone's will. Saying it in the week now
so this week was World Book Day
yeah
do you know? Have you seen
I love a book
do you do yeah. you
look at them all.
Well, you've got a lot of books.
And this isn't counting my Kindle. I've got hundreds of books.
Do you still buy books, though?
I do. I've started again because I'm...
But do you buy Kindle books or real books?
No, I've started buying real books again. Oh, right. I went through... Yeah, so there's a lot that I've read that isn't on my bookshelves because I got it on Kindle. But now I get books again. Like actual
paper
books.
It's nice to have books, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't really have books, but...
I do.
I admire people that do.
Admire. Why?
Admire people to do. I think it's a nice thing to have.
I just like books. Reading. Yeah. Although, yeah, I haven't had time.
I was going to ask you, if you were going to dress up as someone as well for World Book Day, who would you dress up as?
Oh, so what, someone from a book?
You could go as Russell Brand.
No.
That's the book we found last week.
Yeah. It? He's gone. Oh, I don't want to. I keep trying to be really mean about people on this. I don't want to be. But I used to love. I do love. I went through a phase I didn't love Russell Brand, then I absolutely loved him. I went to see his last tour and I saw that talk about reading from his addiction book.
Mm.
Recently I started to go, I don't know anymore, about the whole thing about not looking after his child on his own. And
I've
has
not really heard much
Jesus.
About him lately. I saw him on TV doing Bake Off.
Yeah, I saw that. I did like him again on that.
He made a rude cake,
didn't
he? He
made a vagina. Oh, can I say I said
he just
it
did.
Now?
Yeah, he made a rude cake, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that was really... in the spirit of
I quite liked it because he made Pro-Lethal vagina out loud.
That's why he did it,
isn't
it? Yeah.
Anyway,
what sort of books do you read?
All kinds. Well, at the moment
thrillers.
I've read sometimes novels, all kinds really. Yeah.
So what's your favourite? Don't you read like fantasy stuff?
No. Are you
I thought you read.
I hate fantasy stuff. I can't bear. I can't watch anything with like wizards or trolls or orcs or anything. Not into that.
No, I don't like stuff like that. I don't like films like that.
No, I can't watch. I've never watched Game of Thrones even because of the dragons.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
It's not real, is it?
Like Beautiful South. It's not real. Although I don't mind
Beautiful
witches.
Beautiful South is real.
Beautiful South is real. I don't mind witches, though.
Right. Maybe a witch, then.
Because a witch could be real. I'll go as a witch. Yeah, that's it. A witch.
Okay.
From a book with a witch in it.
Now, this is the point where all the vegans tuning in want to know what your favourite meal you've had this week.
Oh.
And you're quite excited about this, aren't you?
Yeah, because I had dinner with my friend Laura yesterday and we went to Zizi. Other Italian restaurants are available, but...
But send vouchers if you're listening.
Yeah, Zizi is very good. I had their vegan pizza. They've got a whole new vegan menu.
Have they?
Oh my God, it was so good. So they make mozzarella cheese out of like rice milk, I think. It's called
milk.
No, mozzarella.
That'll catch on.
Something like that. Mozzarella. Oh, so nice. But it's like mozzarella.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Clues in
and
the name.
And it made out of rice milk instead of cow milk. Yeah, and had the one with like chilies and sun-dried tomatoes and rocket onions. Really nice. I've had the one before with butternut squash and caramelised onions, but I didn't have that this time. I really wanted dessert because they've got two new desserts, but I was too full.
Oh.
So that was a bit
of a disappointment. So it's good they've got a whole new vegan menu,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, they've got starters.
Well, most people have got one friend that's vegan. So if you're going out for dinner, you need to go somewhere that caters.
And it is easy these days. Most places have got vegan things, but I would really recommend Zizi.
Good.
Send me things, Zizi.
Recommendation.
Yeah.
We've got a message from, I don't know how to say this, Lixie.
Okay.
Lixie says, dear Karen, I have a friend at uni who keeps distracting me during lectures. What can I do about it?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how to answer this because I think I know what this is about.
Go on.
So I'm studying something at uni.
All right.
So I have a strong suspicion that this question may be...
Yeah.
From someone targeting it at me.
Is it you?
What do you think?
Are you distracting this person?
Well, I think that this person might be suggesting that.
Right.
However, what I might suggest...
How do you think that they think you're distracting them?
Well, you know me. I like a chat.
Right, yeah.
My attention span is all right, but sometimes it's quite hard to sit there and listen like to a lot of people like all day long doing like a PowerPoint. So you know
that's why we keep this short.
Exactly. But I would say I am not the person that does the distracting. I would say if this person is who I think it is, this person distracts me all the time, and I am the one going shh. Actually.
Okay.
So if this was a genuine question, I would say to this person.
Yeah. Check yourself in the mirror.
Check yourself.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, or say, why are you sitting by this person?
Yeah.
You obviously like being distracted because you could go and sit somewhere else.
There you go.
So what's the payoff for you, I would say?
Blimey.
Yeah. Anyway, I enjoy it. I enjoy...
distracted.
Being a distraction.
Good.
I'm not a distraction. I'm not.
No, you're not.
Other people distract me. Like somebody pinged my bra strap from behind in a quiet bit. And you know what I'm like?
Is this recently?
Recently. Or when you like when I was... This happens when you're six, right? That's what this person does to
you
me.
You don't wear a bra when you're six.
Oh, no. But you know like when boys like pull your hair and stuff at school?
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
Well, I didn't have that, but I can imagine. Yeah.
You know when people, you know...
I know what you mean, yeah. And this has happened recently to you?
Yes, this has happened recently.
It's not this person, is it?
It could be. If this is the person that I think it is.
I mean...
And you know how sometimes things burst out of me before I've thought about them?
Yeah.
So I'll go, ugh! And then everyone in the whole class turns to look at me.
It's their problem, I think. Don't listen to them.
I won't.
I got a message from David in North London.
Okay.
This is a bit of a serious one, but it's okay. I'm coming up to the end of my phone contract after a very long 24 months, and while I'm very happy with my phone, I could reduce my monthly payments by about £1 million a month.
£1 million a month?
No, it's exaggerating, I think. But I have an overwhelming urge to upgrade to a brand new phone and get myself into another 24 months paying even more money a month. What should I do?
Don't do it.
See, this is interesting because I feel this a lot of the time. I come to the end of my contract and I could just literally lower my payments and be happy with my but for some reason I think we all get a bit brainwashed into having the latest new fandangled phone, and we don't really need it, do we?
Well, this time is the first time that I have not upgraded at the end of my contract.
Really?
And I've got a bill that's like £14 a month. Unlimited calls, unlimited minutes, unlimited data, unlimited texts. And it's like, I don't know what it is, like £12, £14.
And you're probably using that money you're saving to have a happier life.
Exactly.
Than have a phone in your pocket that you don't really use that
much.
My
phone is perfectly good.
Exactly.
It's nothing wrong with it. And if you then later decide you do want to get the new phone, get it offline.
See, that's good advice.
I know. I'm all right.
See, I'm all right at this. I'm all right at this advice, Lark.
Actually, I got that advice off, funnily enough.
Oh, hang on. Don't tell people your second-hand advice.
Yeah, it's not really mine.
Ask Karen, hashtag don't ask Karen.
That's a better title, don't ask Karen.
Should have been don't ask Karen.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been a big week this week with Brexit.
Oh, God,
lots
no.
of votes in the House of Commons and stuff. We don't know if we're leaving or what's going on. But I want to ask you...
Is this really going to be about Brexit?
In your opinion, when is it too late to have breakfast?
Have breakfast. Okay. It's never too late to have breakfast.
Never too late.
No. You can have breakfast at any time in the day.
You can't have it any time, can you? You can't have it at 5 p.m.
You can. You can have Brinner.
What's Brinner?
Breakfast for dinner.
Brinner? That's not a thing. Brinner.
Yeah, have you never heard of it? I
no,
don't say it, but people say it. People write it on like when they're posting their Brinner pics.
Really?
Yeah.
Their Brinner pics.
It's an Instagram.
Is it a thing?
Yeah, have you never heard of that?
No.
Yeah. Well, it just means having breakfast, but at dinner time.
But late.
Like brunch, like breakfast and lunch. I don't say it. I don't say that word, but it is possible to do the meal.
Mm. See, I thought when you have brunch, you it's not just having breakfast at lunchtime. It's having sort of a mix. It's having a bit of a bigger breakfast, isn't it? Not
actually. Yeah, brunch is in between breakfast.
Like it's a bit
lunch.
Of a bigger meal than breakfast.
Okay, so that's not the best description.
So Brinner, but Brinner, you're saying Brinner is just breakfast
then.
At lunchtime.
No, breakfast is.
I mean, dinner time.
Yeah, Brinner is breakfast at dinner time.
But it's just normal breakfast.
Yeah, but can I make it clear that I don't use the word Brinner? Like
you've used it many times in the last 2 minutes.
I've never said it out loud before. Mm. I've only seen it written down. I've never even written it. But yeah, to go back to the question, breakfast is a very good meal and I'd happy to have it at any time.
Have you been to the cereal cafe?
Oh, no. no, come on.
I want to go there. It looks
really
good.
Do you?
Yeah, it looks fun.
What, are you going to pay like £8 for a bowl of Rice Krispies?
Yeah, I mean, it is extortionate.
Just get...
But it's fun. It's experience, apparently.
Yeah, if you want to. You can go.
Thanks. You don't want to come then?
No, you're right.
It's probably vegan. I bet they've got vegan
milk. They've got
vegan
milk. Oat milk or something.
Of course they have.
But I'd rather have avocado on toast. That's...
Obs.
Yeah, of course.
I've never had that, by the way.
No way! No. Oh, I'm going to make you avocado on toast next time.
I'm not sure.
Do you like avocado?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really. I like guacamole.
Okay, let me tell you the best
is that
ever.
Not the same thing?
It is. It's mashed up avocados with like chilies and stuff in it.
Mm.
Right, this is the best thing on toast.
Yeah.
Toast.
Toast on toast.
I haven't finished.
Go on.
Toast.
Yeah.
Marmite.
Yeah.
Baked beans. Avocado.
Wow.
Hot sauce.
Wow.
Yeah, that is, you've got to try that.
That's a taste
it's
explosion.
Like, it's the best thing on toast. And you can have that for dinner.
Doesn't 100%. The hot sauce like cancel out the Marmite?
No, taste both of them. Or wow. If you don't like hot sauce, you could do smoked paprika. That's pretty nice.
Jeez.
Yeah. Black pepper as well. And I quite like smoked salt. I tried to make you have smoke salt when you were here once,
yeah.
Didn't I?
Did I have it?
No, yeah, normal salt.
That's right, I got scared.
So yeah, that's my hot breakfast tip.
Brilliant.
Have you heard the argument?
Oh, avocados are not vegan.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
I think. Oh God. Okay.
Why is it? Why are they not vegan?
Because of the method of production. I think being vegan, I can't remember what the actual definition it is now, but it's like you got just do what you can, basically. Like you can't be, people might say walking on a tarmac road isn't vegan, yeah, because of, do you know what I mean?
Just do you wear, like what do you wear can. Leather shoes?
I don't actually. I don't. And but I have
is that
got
conscious
one
pair. Yeah, just
I consciously don't. I have got one pair of my favourite trainers that are
right.
that I've got from way before I was vegan. That I've still kept that are.
Well,
not
no point
vegan.
Are you going to keep them?
Yeah, what
what's
good
are
we going to do to
exactly.
the animal that's been killed if I chuck them out now?
Exactly. Yeah.
I haven't worn them for ages. But I
so why aren't avocados like vegan? I don't know.
I can't
about this.
Remember. Something to do with the way
something
they're
to do with
produced.
The bees.
Oh, the bees.
Is it the bees?
Something to do with bees.
I believe that the bees they use to pollinate to create more avocados, because the demand's getting amazing because veganism is huge at the moment. Everyone's eating avocados. So they're trying to produce more and they are using the bees to pollinate them and they're not looking after the bees very well.
Oh, I see. Oh,
they
shit.
They are being kept in bad conditions, they are being.
They're not paid well.
yeah. Oh, I didn't realise it was like that.
No minimum wage.
Oh, boy.
They're not given
see,
hour
don't
breaks.
See, I don't eat honey because of that and because they do kill like all the bees at the end of the season. Oh, maybe that is a bit of food for thought.
They kill all the bees?
Have a little read up and see what
who,
the bees
on, who kills the bees?
But like beekeepers. Or
they kill,
make
why do they kill bees?
Because
bee
they don't need them again. Yeah, bee killers. Like they use them for like one season.
Really?
And they have to get rid of them all and get new ones for the next
time.
Didn't
know that.
I wish I knew I was going to use
where do they get new ones from?
Bee shops? I don't know.
Bee shops?
I don't know enough about it to sound informed.
I mean, that's clear.
But yeah, I'm the only vegan in the room and you both know more about it than me. But, okay. I'm going to read more about avocados, but I would okay. stand by the fact that it's like do as little harm as possible. Like,
tune in
I'm
next
not
time
perfect.
For avocado news.
Yeah, okay. I'll all do right. some research.
Okay, brilliant.
Da-da-da!
Now, don't forget, if you want to ask Karen something or even just comment on what we've been talking about, you can email us at askkaren@hotmail.com or use the form on our website, askkaren.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter at askkarenpodcast and we're also on Facebook. Thanks for joining us and I hope you enjoyed it and spread the word and tell your friends and subscribe.
Yes, please.
Please.
And give us good ratings.
Give us good ratings. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.